A Muslim goes through life with all that it involves of trials and conflicts. He is like a vehicle that climbs up mountains and travels across deserts, or a boat that sails across the seas and oceans, facing storm winds and earthquakes. It continues along its clear path, aiming to reach its well-defined destination. It cannot reach it without a powerful engine and propellers that ensures that it goes along its way without deviation. These propellers are the six fundamentals of faith. All six are necessary to ensure that the vehicle of faith travels toward its destination, which is heaven. The six fundamentals of faith. 1. To believe in God means that He exists. This is the necessary and natural conclusion arrived at by sound human nature and correct reasoning. That He is the Lord of the universe and He conducts all its affairs. That He is the one who deserves to be worshipped, glorified, loved, and feared. No one else is given any share in any of these. To believe in His fine names and attributes, which He, or Prophet Muhammad, has confirmed as belonging to Him. 2. To believe in the angels. The angels are a great type of creation. God created them out of light, and they worship God all the time, doing His bidding in all situations. He keeps them close to Him, and they live in heaven. He has given them the power to do whatever He bids them. A believer should believe that they exist. God says,
وَمَنْ عِنْدَهُ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِهِ وَلَا يَسْتَحْسِرُونَ يُسَبِّحُونَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ لَا يَفْتُرُونَ.
In those of them whose names have been mentioned, such as Gabriel, Michael, and Israfil, their qualities and characteristics God has mentioned, their deeds which God has assigned to them and told us about these. 3. To believe in the divine books. This is a firm belief that God revealed to His prophets books and scriptures defining the truth and providing guidance for mankind. This is an act of His grace. These books provide admonition for mankind and explain all things to them. Ultimately, they are used as evidence for or against them. A believer believes that God has certainly revealed such books. In the books God has named, such as the Quran, the Gospel, the Torah, and Psalms. We also believe generally in God's other revelations. We believe as true whatever is correctly reported in these books. Thus, we believe all that is mentioned in the Quran and whatever is consistent with it in earlier scriptures. We implement the rulings God has stated in the Quran, which supersedes all previous books and scriptures. 4. To believe in God's prophets and messengers. This is a firm belief that God has chosen from among mankind certain people to whom He gave revelations and sent them as bearers of good news and warnings. He charged them with delivering His messages to His creation, requiring them to worship Him alone and refrain from worshiping false deities. Sending them such prophets and messengers is an act of His grace. All prophets and messengers were ordinary human beings, having none of the characteristics of lordship. We believe that the messages preached by them are true. Whoever disbelieves in any of them disbelieves in all of them. We believe in those God mentioned to us by name, such as Muhammad, Moses, Jesus, Abraham, Solomon, etc. We also believe generally in those whom God has not mentioned by name. We believe in what is confirmed to have happened to them. We implement the last message, which was delivered by Muhammad, peace be upon him. God says,
فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِّمَّا قَضَيْتَ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِّمَّا قَضَيْتَ قضيت ويسلموا تسليما.
465. 5. Belief in the last day. This is a firm belief that God will resurrect all people on a day he has determined when he will hold them to account. He will reward those who do good by admitting them into heaven and punish others in hell. Belief in the last day includes belief in the resurrection. God says,
إنكم يوم القيامة تبعثون.
23:16. Belief in the reckoning. Every human being will be recompensed for every deed. A good deed will earn its reward by God's grace, and a bad deed will be recompensed by God's justice. Belief in heaven and hell, and that they are the ultimate destination for all creation. 6. Belief in the divine decree, good or bad as it may be. This is a firm belief that in his absolute and perfect knowledge, God has decreed what happens to all creatures. He recorded all of these in the imperishable tablet and allowed them to run by his will. This belief includes that God knows everything in total and detail, that he has recorded all this in the imperishable tablet, that everything occurs by God's will. God has decreed what happens in people's lives, withholding this from them. He has outlined for them his orders and prohibitions, giving them what they need to fulfill his bidding and refrain from what he has forbidden. He gives them exemptions when they cannot fulfill any of his commandments. Thus, no one has any excuse for doing what is forbidden or omitting a duty. God says,
وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ.
18:29. These are the 6 fundamental beliefs that make you a believer. Every Muslim should learn and implement them.